It pays to be a member of what the Bush administration calls the Coalition of the Willing on Iraq. The administration's nearly $75 billion emergency budget request includes $5 billion for supporters from Afghanistan to the Philippines. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Washington, D.C. is a city of acronyms. Politicians are already referring to both the cost of war and the Coalition of the Willing as cows. West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd recently joked that the U.S. now seems to be a cash cow. Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy picked up on this theme outside the Senate yesterday.
I would hope that people would always be attracted to the United States, but some are attracted even more when they get the check from Uncle Sam. And boy, the checks have been going out fast and furious.
Secretary of State Colin Powell defended the supplemental budget request on Capitol Hill yesterday. He spoke about $646 million for Afghanistan, Pakistan, the Philippines, and Colombia. And he explained the request for an extra $4 billion.
To assist our coalition partners who are standing steadfastly with us in Operation Iraqi Freedom. And this includes Israel, Jordan, Turkey, Bahrain, Oman, and key critical and Eastern European allies.
Powell also made clear he's pleased with the moral support for the Bush administration's war on Iraq.
These little countries with strong political leaders who knew what right was, even being threatened by other nations on the European continent, they nevertheless stood with us. And now it's a willing coalition of 47 nations who are willing to stand up and say we're part of this.
But inside another Capitol Hill hearing room, California Democrat Barbara Boxer looked down the list of coalition members that include far-flung countries with seemingly little to offer, Ethiopia, Eritrea, Uzbekistan, and Palau, among others. Boxer asked top State Department officials whether any ally would help foot the bill in Iraq.
Most of our coalition partners are recipients of a great deal of aid. I'm not talking about Britain and Spain here. I'm just talking about the rest of the list. And at this point, I don't know exactly what they're doing, except saying good luck.
Another Democratic member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Russell Feingold of Wisconsin, was ready to give the Bush administration the benefit of the doubt that the supplemental request is based on genuine needs of countries fighting terrorism or coping with the effects of war in Iraq. He said he'll be looking closely to make sure not everything is a payment for support.
I think we do reach a point if we throw too much money around where our foreign policy can be based on cash rather than based on principle, and I think that's something that people found particularly alarming about the negotiations with Turkey.
When Turkey refused to allow U.S. troops to deploy there, the Bush administration pulled a $6 billion aid package off the table. But the administration is still asking Congress to back a $1 billion grant for Turkey. Some lawmakers call that a hard sell. Secretary Powell described it as a prudent step, even as U.S. officials negotiate with Turkey over how to cooperate in Iraq. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.